Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciation. A big shot, Bob, joining us in What's Poppin', talking a little hoop with us. He says, hey, man, you know, go get you a Giannis and don't worry. Figure out the rest later.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring Giannis to Houston is what Big Shot Bob says. I appreciate him joining us. But let's circle back around to these Texans because we heard from a few of them, including Jalen Petrie. And, I mean, talking about dudes who are like leader guys. This is a whole those names are starting to stack up now.
Ain't they? A lot of them.
They're starting to stack up, but one of the ones that gets a lot of who is his sponsor in this? Oh, it's Matt Burke. Matt Burke is the one who gets giddy talking about Jalen Petrie, and you can kind of hear why. But this defense absolutely has an opportunity to stake their claim as one of the best in team history. At the very least,
I think
organization
so.
History.
I think so. They're tracking that way.
Yeah. And so this was Jalen Petrie yesterday after OTAs talking about just how good the secondary and whole defensive unit could be.
I wouldn't, you know, try to define us in that way. I would say we're all hungry to continue to improve and get better. And we definitely have some dogs back there. So excited about, you know, the future and just getting. You know, in the past with the guys, like, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. But, you know, we're learning and we're improving right now, OTAs, and it's been fun so far.
Yeah, so first of all, his voice fits.
All right.
Secondly, it does.
If you don't know what he's referring to, earlier in the show we were hearing from Christian Kirk, who, I mean, he gave us a little insight, I think, the smallest nugget into what this offense might be, talking about it being dynamic, talking about the idea of a lot of pre-snap kind of motion and that type of stuff, which I found to be intriguing personally. But the thing that Lopez harped on was the idea that he thinks that man's voice is a little too big for his body.
Yeah.
And that actually got us thinking about the various people in sports particularly whose voices don't match their body. I think we got a couple of audio clips that maybe we run past the listening audience to see if they agree with. But, I mean, his voice, yes, I would say it does match his body. I mean, where are you at with their defense here?
Well, kind of where he is, that's not the one that really stood out.
Okay.
The next one, 38, Figgy. You know, you put them together and you start to kind of form this thought, which I want to share.
Yeah,
for sure. It helps you to, like you said, see it from a different lens. Things, you know, slow down and you see how other players play it and be able to, you know, take some stuff from your game, take some stuff from their game and, you know, add it into one. So I think it wasn't what I wanted, but it definitely was positive for me to, you know, get injured and be able to watch for a little bit. But now I'm ready to go.
So he's talking about, you know, kind of what he got out of this. And this is where I started thinking, you know, he really only has been in this defense in this role 1 year and not even the complete year.
That's right.
And was really, really good. And I think I said this last week, if you think about it, we weren't sure about Jalen Petrie even going into last
season. No, absolutely.
You know, 100%. We didn't know what he could be, you know, how much of an impact he could have. And then he had a big impact. And so it got me thinking a little bit. like we know Will Anderson is going to be so important. You know, you can't lose Will Anderson. Same thing with the Danielle Hunter. We know Kamari and Stingley, you know, hopefully, you know, Kamari does take that next level step as we talked about this week, and they become those bookend, you know, shutdown type corners. We know Derek Stingley is, and we know Kamara is trending that way. Those are things we know that are so important to this defense. But when it comes to, like, the actual importance to what they can do with this defense, you can state a pretty strong case for Jalen Petrie. You know, they move him around a lot. They can move him around a lot. You know, he's really just starting in this role. He had a huge impact and still missed a lot of games. I think five, if I remember that correctly.
Yeah, he had 12 games that he played. So,
yeah,
obviously, five he didn't.
So he missed five. Like, you can state the case, boy, if Jalen Petrie is on it and gets better all week long, he might be one of the keys.
All right, what's the level of better for you here, though, right? Like, where are you looking for better from Jalen Petrie? I mean, and, of course, you hope that, as you mentioned, the opportunity to – you know, watch from the sideline, him taking that, I guess, inherent negative of getting injured, you know, breaking that that clavicle, what have you, and turning that into an opportunity to view it from a different lens, gain a different perspective. He was always there, right there on the end line, trying to get a feeling of what was happening, didn't, you know, staying near the team. What do you think he's picked up? What do you think he gets better at in order to make this a better defense?
I think what he can do for you gives you options. You know, he's extremely physical. We knew that. He can play anywhere, and that's where the options come in with Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans, you know, and what they can do, you know, against particular teams, where to line him up. He can go inside. He can rush. He can cover a little bit. You know, I think the options that he offers you, whereas these other guys, you always know the cornerbacks are going to be covering the wide receiver, you know, the best wide receiver. You know what Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are going to do. Azeez Al-Shaair, tackling guy, you know, in the middle. With Petrie, they kind of can move him around. He can play in a lot of different spaces. He can play linebacker. He can play pseudo, you know, nickelback in the middle. And I think that's where he becomes so important to this team.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is Jalen Petrie talking about his confidence level. As you mentioned, 1 year really playing in this nickel slot, or nickel spot, rather. This is the confidence level that he has going into year two of doing it.
For sure. Like I said, I'm just continuing to learn. I'm excited, you know, like you said, going into year two playing nickel and just looking forward to helping the team more, like doing more for the team and just, you know, contributing to more wins.
I mean, simple, right? Mm-hmm. Simple perspective there. Like, obviously, what has to be better is, like, coverage. I don't think that he is, like, terrible by any means, but he has certain games where he absolutely has been – he's been nails. I don't think anybody was good in the Jets game, but that one, like, if you're just looking at the quarterback rating against for him, right? And he's been up and down, but he's had games where he's been locked down in that circumstance, games where he's been pretty solid, and then a few games that he gets got. And if we kind of mitigate some of those, right, and the games that I'm talking about, seems like his passer rating against was pretty high against the Patriots. The Jets game, again, as I mentioned, everybody was kind of rough against. It was a little dicey against the Jags in week four for him. If we could cut down on some of those small instances, and of course the Titans week 18, or week 12 rather, because he wasn't there week 18. But yeah, if you can cut down on some of those instances of having those individual games where you have guys break out, and that's really the defense in general, right? Having those instances where the, you know, teams are able to have some deep shots on you, or being able to beat you in some of these one-on-one contexts, I think that's where you end up in a much better space for this defense. That's the opportunity. If you can stop some of those busts there, this defense is really, really problem.
Yeah, and you would fully expect, you know, opposing offensive coordinators and quarterbacks to maybe try to set up some mismatches with him, because he has been susceptible in some of these. But at the same time, I think what he gives this defense is the opportunity to maybe even blitz a little more. Certainly, you know, you probably have his advanced stats tackling in front of you, but I thought his tackling got a little better. His tackling got better last year. So when you have that and they try to attack the edges, or maybe, you know, as I said, he gives you options in coverages. You can blitz him. I think he's just sort of and I hate this term so much, but, you know, the Swiss Army knife kind of thing. That's what he gives you.
Yeah, I mean, look, when it comes down to, you were talking about the tackling, I mean, just through 9 weeks last year, he led that kind of that slot corner spot when it came to run stuffs. Like, this was a dude who absolutely, for a cornerback or for somebody who's going to be playing on the perimeter, That's one of the huge things, right? Mm-hmm. Is you can't, I imagine, especially like zone or outside zone defenses, the idea is, hey, man, we're not blocking that corner. We're going to make that person tackle. If you're not blocking Jalen Petrie, you're actually sorely mistaken on what's happening here. I think that's one of the interesting things that he brings. And no, he absolutely has been really good tackling. I think, again, the one thing that people are looking at as a flaw with him is some level of coverage. But that physicality that he brings, no, that's absolutely there. And so I'm super excited to see what he looks like in with the level of progress. Because, again, you mentioned, right, we gave him a lot of credit. They signed him to a three-year, $39 million deal, all just off the idea, man, he had a very, very good season. And again, that was year one of in being in this new space, embracing it and finding it. I'm interested to see where it goes even further. Somebody said, yeah, Petrie's forte is actually run coverage, not pass defense, 100%.
Oh, I agree.
But he can help covering tight ends by absolutely leveling them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we want to make sure you do that in a way that is passable. And then here on the text line from the 346, the voice that Petrie had is the voice that they thought Christian Kirk would have. Can you give me Petrie one more time? Oh, yeah. And then I want to juxtapose it with Christian Kirk here.
Yeah.
So this?
Not yet. We haven't put on pads yet. So it's a little different. The offense and defensive line are working together in terms of OTAs.
That's Jalen Petrie. That's number five.
That could absolutely be Christian Kirk.
Except it's not. This is 5'11", 200-pound Christian Kirk, what he sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, every day is a game rep. And every, you know, that's the mindset, the mentality. And you know, guys like Will are, you know, the ones that you really see it
yeah,
from.
Yeah,
you know,
like, it's a little bit. I feel like y'all are doing like a lot here.
He sounds like a defensive player.
I'm going to change my answer. I said earlier that he could be DeNico Autry. Think about a big, burly tackle from Notre Dame.
You're doing a lot.
You know, that
offensive tackle.
So he sounds fat.
Blake Fisher. Picture Blake Fisher. Play it again. And picture Blake Fisher saying,
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I mean, every day is a game rep. And every, you know, that's the mindset, the mentality.
I maybe give you Juice Scruggs. Maybe. You're not getting Blake Fisher out of me. You're not getting that, like. You know what? That more than anything, that sounds like a running back, actually. One more time
no
for me,
way.
If you don't mind.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, every day is a game rep. And every, you know, that's the mindset, the mentality.
Yeah, no.
He played defense.
You're not getting
that's Blake Fisher, man. That's the offensive tackle.
We all over the place with this.
This is very, yeah.
Well, he's not 5'11". I'll put it that way. You know, that's not a 5'11 voice.
Just off the voice alone?
Yeah. Like right. Reggie has a 5'11 voice because he's 5'11".
Y'all are some haters, bro. Y'all are some real haters. You know what? All right, so we're in this space again. We were talking about who are the all-time, like, just don't sound like what they look like candidates, all team.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had some ones thrown out. Figgy, can you run me through some of the candidates that we have here, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I forgot who we got here. I got this right here, although.
And I remember watching the Akeem Olajuwon, like,
it's Sam Cassell right here.
I was like, wow, how are we going to win the game? You know, I didn't know that, you know, the veterans didn't really
get themselves in shape early on in camp. We got in shape in camp.
Mad Max.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mad Max is more of an interesting voice than Sam, because I feel like Sam Cassell, I've always been like, nah, that's.
I agree. Mad Max actually fits his persona better, too.
It fits his persona.
But it
don't feel like it fits his body.
But
don't tell
like
him I said
6'4",
that, though.
He was like
6'4",
man.
Yeah, for sure. Don't tell him I said that, though. Yeah. I got a lot of respect and love for Mad Max. All right. How about Patrick Mahomes is obviously very high on this list when we start talking about this. Like, Patrick Mahomes is absolutely in a different space here. all right. Do you have another one here for me?
I actually got Patrick Mahomes right.
All right,
here.
Well, this one, I mean, let's just do the Kermit voice real quick.
Improving?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be improving. The best improvement I've made is I've become patient. I learned how to throw it to the running back. It was hard for me. Every time I'd look downfield and I'd just be like, if he just maybe. I learned how to throw it to the running back.
All right, so.
This is the best quarterback in the game.
It doesn't sound right, but I've gotten used to it.
Yeah. So didn't jar you
now
in the same way?
It's not as jarring. I remember when Mario Williams first got to the Texans. 6'7", he might have been 6'8", a big, big dude, number one overall pick. And I remember sitting down with him. Actually, we were walking over the bridge over there at NRG Stadium, and I was talking to him, and I went to myself, what?
No, you can't say it's restful. I mean, you know, we got to pay attention and try to help, translate what we see and so forth to the guys who are out there. You still got to, you know, take and do your part.
Rex, essentially.
Yeah, that one's shocking.
That doesn't sound like the Mario Williams that we drafted.
But he played the game. Like, he, yeah. I imagine that I always think about folks like this that, you know, someone might, and I want to be clear, we are not making fun of these people. It's just like,
please be clear.
We are acknowledging the idea that maybe a little bit opposite than what you might expect looking at them. Not to say that that is bad or anything like that. However, I imagine that has all probably offered some opportunities for them to set the record straight with people that might have been making fun of their voices and who they look like. And I feel like Mario Williams, one of the prime candidates, would be like, oh, you got me all the way messed up.
Yes.
Don't let this voice fool you.
Yeah.
Someone said Carl Anthony Towns is absolutely one of those.
Oh, God.
Is absolutely one of those. But my favorite, and it actually goes in the opposite way, it is Calais Campbell. Have you ever heard Calais Campbell speak?
I can't remember. I'm sure I have, but I can't remember.
You got some Calais Campbell for me? Here's Calais Campbell.
Bringing back a lot of memories, that's for sure. You know, even just walking through the building, you know, there's just like so many just, you know, memories pouring out of me. You know, this is where I got my start. This is
but
the team that believed in me.
But at least he has some bass in it.
No, that's the thing. He has a lot of bass. Yeah. I mean, he's 6'8", so but he sounds like he's like 8 feet tall. You know? Like, he sounds like he is a ginormous, like the friendliest monster of all time is what Calais Campbell sounds like, and I love it. But yeah, shout out to somebody said prototypical big D lineman voice is Ndi Kalu. Yeah, Ndi Kalu.
Oh,
100%.
Just a perfect D lineman voice.
He don't sound like no quarterback.
No, he sounds like the position he played.
I still can't believe that you're saying that Christian Kirk sound like he should not be the Christian Kirk that actually is. But anyways, shout out to all the Texans out there doing their damn thing, or at least having done their damn thing at OTAs. Looking forward to mandatory minicamp next year. Oh, Avery Johnson got a weird voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Of course.
But that's just, that one, I don't even know that doesn't fit him as a stature.
Does.
It's just a different voice generally. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions, which are presented by the Men's Clinic. We will do that next.
Right. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, so this was a rough one, man, as we do confessions here. Embarrassing. I felt stupid. I almost It was almost disastrous.
Did you spill cereal in your truck again?
No, worse than that. So I'm about to do the Bite Me podcast. Sit down. My laptop is on. Turn the ring light on. All of a sudden, on my laptop, there's this big flash and a woman's voice talking about, it's a Windows sort of logo and looked very, very, like, incredibly accurate. Couldn't get out of the page.
Oh.
Couldn't escape. Couldn't do anything. The messaging was, you know, it appears you've been hacked. You know, and they had the Windows number. Like, it was
Figgy.
So real. No. Figgy. I know.
What Lopez been watching?
Where you been visiting? No, not that. I mean, no. I mean, maybe, but no. Not that.
This man went and got a virus.
Dude, I thought you were going to say, how'd you fall for that? Dude, it was so legit. Like, and the voice.
Was that why you was late? On the podcast?
Yes. That's why I was late on the podcast.
I see a post on like, hey, we usually do the podcast at 3:30.
Yeah.
We're going to start at 4 o'clock this time. Yeah. I'm thinking like, what is he doing?
And so I called the number and it was this guy's voice.
The number that the video had?
Yeah. No, that I couldn't get, I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything on the
laptop.
Okay.
All like, right.
It was frozen up. And I know, I thought you were going to say, how'd you fall for that? But it was like,
I don't even know that there's anything to fall for.
It was really, really tough. And so I called the number. It was a man's voice, a foreign accent. You can imagine which one. I won't say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think you danced around that in the way that you think you did.
Went through about 10, 15 minutes of this, you know, all this stuff that we were doing on the laptop. And then he finally said, all right, so it clearly is apparent that they have access to all your devices, your home network, your phone, your, whoa. Yeah. And that's when I'm like legit, oh my God. And so he was so good. Like, don't tell me, just check your bank statements, your some of the accounts that you have, and see if there's even just like a penny off or some charge or whatever. And I'm like, all right. So I pick up my phone, I start checking. And I'm like, no, and it doesn't look like anything's been done. And he says, no, you need to check on your laptop because they clearly have. I said, no, I just checked on my phone because
he's trying to look at it.
And that was the first. This was 30, 40 minutes in.
Wow.
That was the first.
And that's
sign.
When you had your aha.
That was my aha moment.
Aha.
And, yeah. And I said, well, I just checked. He said, no, you need to check on your laptop. And I said, well, how do I know you're not trying to hack me? And so we went back and forth for another 5 minutes. And he says, well, I'll get a supervisor who can explain it. Another voice comes on the phone, also a foreign accent. So you can use that however you want. So it was very believable. Asked me the same question. I said, I checked. Everything is good on my bank accounts. And he goes, well, you need to check on your laptop. I said the same thing. How do I know you're not trying to hack me? Hung up.
Yeah.
They hung up. Dude, hey. I was that close.
Lopez almost got.
I was that close. If it wasn't for that one moment where I went, okay, man, that makes you feel stupid. So what I did is I just, it said not to turn off the computer, blah, blah, blah. You know,
so you just turn it off, turn it back on. It was good.
That's what I usually do, man. Mm-hmm.
But that,
it's like, never happened to me before.
But where did it come from in the first place? That's the, because you said you just opened up your computer. Was it already on?
It was already on.
Ah, that's why. I was about to say, I was like, did you?
I just shut.
I thought you had turned it on and all of a sudden you had.
No,
like
I just,
you were
in the morning.
Hacker world.
In the morning, I just shut the laptop. Ah. I didn't turn it off.
So you had done the shenanigans in the morning, huh? I'm just trying to establish a timeline.
Get the day started,
all.
Right?
Hey, man. Why not?
That hacking stuff been getting out of control
lately.
It's
wild. It was so believable.
My sister called me the other day and pretty much said they had everything of hers. Mm-hmm. I want to say her phone at one point, her laptop, her work laptop, her TV. I'm like, how
that's what he was saying.
That's why having all these smart things not great. They can hack your TV, your toothbrush, and your fridge, and all that. They hacking all of it.
Part of me was impressed, and part of me was incredibly embarrassed.
Well, I mean, you didn't actually get God, so congratulations there.
It's kind of like an almost fall, but you didn't really fall.
Ooh, yeah,
but
you just tripped.
Yeah,
a
those
bit.
Are almost the worst because someone saw you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I ain't fall though,
which that only means something to you. Somebody said not the toothbrush. They are smart toothbrushes out there. I hope you know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People got which I still don't like. What do you need?
Yeah.
What do you need to work? I need to clean my mouth, and now I'm going to open up app on my phone. Really?
You're 100% right.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I don't understand. I got the electronic toothbrush, but I don't think I need an app for it.
No.
Let me get these stats. Let me get these stats on my... See, I'm not that stat heavy.
You missed this tooth.
Yeah, I don't need the toothbrush stats.
I actually have this little pot. It's like a
whoa, don't be confessing the stuff on the air now.
No, I actually had like a little kettle.
Yeah.
And they have an app and all that stuff. And I'm just like, what do I need an app for?
Why?
Like, I come downstairs and just hit the button and then warm up the water.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need an app for that.
But you can do it from upstairs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can save yourself going up some stairs. But my confession, I was listening to The Drive yesterday with two fellas that obviously we enjoy on this program very much, B. Scott and Luke Morrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a conversation about like the worst jersey purchase that you had. And so, you know, people talk about the various times. I thought someone said they got a Tom Savage jersey, which I felt very sorry for that.
There were a lot of those.
Although
for a while.
I feel like
Tom Savage's.
I probably shouldn't feel too sad for you because what did you expect?
I know it's a lot of Davis Mills jersey. I know T. Mill got a Davis Mills jersey.
I can see that one.
Yeah, but keep in mind before they drafted Deshaun, you know, obviously they were, you know, they were done at quarterback, so people were all about Tom Savage.
Yeah. So one person talked about like a group of four of jerseys that they had bought that they regretted or what have you. And one of them was the Michael Vick jersey. And I'm guessing it was the Atlanta Falcons one. And my confession is, I don't think you have to apologize for that one. Like, I sincerely don't. I think that one's good money. You can wear that around. You can do what you want with that, sincerely. And I understand like the immediate response is okay. In fact, T. Mill actually texted me because I texted the fellas yesterday and I was like, I think you're good on that one, 100%. I think that that's a hill I would die on. And T. was like, oh, so y'all just don't care about the dogs? You don't care about the puppies? And I was like, no, because Mike Vick, obviously he went to jail behind it. But that's not really the big thing. It's like he has done the retribution thing in a way that is huge, or the retribution, the rehabilitation.
He paid his price.
Rehabilitation is the word.
And he paid his price.
Right? And like, he has gone to bat, like working for, you know, animal societies and like advocating for dogs and everything on the back end of it. So I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm 100% good on like you wearing the Vic jersey, because I feel like he has laid himself prostrate before all the people, all the dog people and all the people of the world behind this mistake that he made.
Here's the thing, though. No one was harder on Mike Vick than I was. Like, no one. I destroyed that cat. That's weird. Same cat.
All right. Now Lopez is going to have to have an issue. His apology. Wait for that in the next segment.
I destroyed that dude. But I also did the complete 180. To your point, you know what? He got caught. He did his time. He's sort of fallen on the sword. But I don't think it's reached the point yet to where you're wearing a jersey. I still don't think you're there yet.
Yeah, and I think that's ultimately what we came to in the conversation I had with those fellas is you would have to defend yourself. Yes. You'd have to defend your decision. People are like, oh, what? And you have to be like, all right, but no. But you have to understand,
hear
though,
me out.
Like, one, he was really cold. And two, like, you know, he advocates for the SPCA. Yeah. And like, you'd be have to doing a lot of explaining.
Yeah.
But I still think I would rock that jersey if I had one.
Yeah.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
So we was talking about a lot of electronic stuff and all that. I gotta confess, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do with my car. So my Bluetooth went out in my car.
Oh, wow.
So my connection. So I can't connect my phone in the car. So I've been radio up for probably like a month now, man.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that kind of made me lose motivation to listen to new music and stuff like that. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm usually, whenever I listen to new music, I jump in the car.
Yeah.
I haven't opened my Tidal app in a long time, man.
Mm-hmm.
I opened it kind of recent. I want to say Friday to hear one song.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, man, I just been on radio, man.
It's funny how like the something as simple as that is just like a game breaker.
Yeah, like I ain't realize how important it was. Mm-hmm. I even tried the aux cord, but my aux cord is a little loose in mm-hmm. the inside, so it don't really give you that connection.
Yeah,
so I can't even use that.
So now you got to go like the wild crazy route where the people have like I think there's some they have the like little devices where you can Bluetooth into the device and then it sends a like a short wave like radio signal.
Like a radio signal. Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like, man, at that point, all these steps.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No, I'm not doing all that. Yeah. I still have SiriusXM, so I just be flipping back and forth to all type of mm-hmm. channels. And another side confession is I actually preset all of my radio stations for the first time ever.
Look at you.
Oh, that's the first thing I do.
I never do that, man. Oh. I probably put like maybe one or two. But I actually took the time and went through all of them.
This very much feels like a generational distinction.
No, that's the first thing I do. Sirius, too, not just like old school radio stations.
Yeah, no, Sirius. Yeah. That's what I did. I put the old school. I got the classic rock on.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Oh,
I got
that would
the
drive
EDM.
Me nuts. It's not an old school thing. I think it is. It's an OCD thing. Like, I cannot just like not have the stations, you know, programmed. I got to know they're there.
Yeah. I would like to test this. So if you would like to help us, 713-572-4610. If you don't mind sharing your age or general age range, do you program all your radio stations up front?
You don't?
No.
Oh, that would drive me nuts.
I just know where I want to go and I flip to it if I need to.
Now,
no.
Do you do it the correct way, like how we kind of judge with the P1, P2, all that stuff?
Well, I'll tell you.
Or do you just put the first one right there, this is the one I want?
And the reason I know it's more OCD than you know, generational, the numbers have to be go higher. They have to graduate.
Yeah,
right?
that's a lot of OCD
I'll start
right
on
there.
610 and then go up, you know. I can't, and an FM, I can't, I always start in the low 90s. And go up to the hundreds.
Nah, I just do my favorite station first, mm-hmm. second, third, fourth, and then I just kind of go on down the line like that.
All right. 713, 51 years old, cannot fathom how people don't program the preset. 610 is the first one, and then you do all the other ones. Shout out, salute. 52, Joseph. Shout out to Joseph on the YouTube page. Not with his current car, he says. 44, absolutely program the station. 713, same way. Lowest to highest.
Yeah.
832 says it's a boomer thing. 713 is 46, and it's a must to set the station. Or maybe I'm just a weirdo.
Yes.
Like this, I'm not even finding any. I'm very few allies here. I'm just the weirdo who doesn't preset then.
Yeah. No, I used to do it, but I only had like two or three stations, and that was it. And then if I want to listen to something else, I just scroll. But this is the first time I actually went through all the stations I like and put them on. Each preset, so all of my presets is full.
Yeah.
Somebody said you could wear the Vic jersey, but not the Atlanta Falcons jersey. And then from the 832, had that dog in him. Shout out to Vic. All right, guys. I did not. You were talking about hacking, though, and this one really, really mm-hmm. threw me. Someone said they have an insulin pump, which, I mean, obviously, if you're mm-hmm. diabetic and, you know, in order to regulate your insulin. And it's like, apparently it has some level of, I don't know, because I've lost the text at this point. It has some level of, hackers will hack into it and screw up the settings. Like, to what end? Why would people do that? Why are people
playing? My point is, why?
Yeah, what's the game plan?
Why?
What
reason? Yeah. You ever look at somebody, why they did, why? Yeah. Like, what was the purpose of that?
That is
what are you getting out of this?
I don't believe it. I don't understand mm-hmm. what's happening there. But yeah, those are our confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Some people are bad people, just mm-hmm. flat out bad people. If you out here hacking an insulin pump, you're a bad person. I don't feel like I need to learn anything else. All right, coming up next. And of course, shout out to the Men's Clinic for bringing you the lunchtime confessions. But coming up next, we were talking about Kelly Eco and his dispatch yesterday and, you know, kind of talking about the price of the Kevin Durant, you know, thing going down and the Suns maybe hoping to get that deal done. He had some other things in there, including, you know, possibly Reed Shepard, like some insight into Reed Shepard's role next year. What do you anticipate the role is for Reed Shepard next year? And also, there's an NBA rumor out there that ties into Houston that I'll tell you about. We'll do all that next. Oh, wow. All right. So maybe my methodology on this impromptu survey was wrong because we're inherently on the radio. Of course, this is Sports Radio 610. You're in the loop. But I asked everybody if they are like, I program my radio people. And I mean up and down, man. 33, I have 6 or 7 saved presets. 40 with Lopez, lowest to highest. 47, FM in order by favorites, but AM is lowest to highest. Oh, a little bit of a system. Mm-hmm. All the way up to 81, yes. 54, program about 5 or 6 presets. 56, have to have the presets all sequential order. Y'all are all on this. Yeah, in man. Like a, my bad.
No, OCD people. No,
you know, my bad, dog.
You know what it is, too, with me, what I realize? I realize I always go to my phone in the car. Like, I listen to everything on my phone. Even the Odyssey app. Like, it sounds so much better from the app than the actual system.
And don't forget, you have the Odyssey app available to you where you can get all the podcasts, you can listen live, you can radio rewind, you got all that available.
I can't do it in the car now, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
Man, that sucks.
I mean, you might just have to listen to 610, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, 100.3 HD2. You know what I mean?
Like, I think the other part that sucks, too, is when people try to call me. And now I'm on speakerphone.
Oh, you
got
to hold the phone to your ear.
Oh, man, I'm on speakerphone. It's the worst, man. My wife would try to call and have a conversation. Like, girl, I'm driving. Can't have a conversation. I can barely hear you.
I got one hand on the wheel.
Wait, hold on. The 832 said those are all the old people. I just referenced some is people in the 30s at least, unless you're calling them old.
Yeah.
Are you calling them old?
If you under the age of 30 and you preset your radio stations, let us know. It got to be somebody in the 30s.
Yeah, it got to be somebody.
That.
And then there's this one. You mean there's a station other than 610?
There you go.
All right.
There you go. I'm going to take that text. I'm going to send it directly to our bosses. Straight to the bosses.
You get a gold star.
What can they cash in the gold star for?
You get a gold star. Remember kindergarten? You get a little gold star on the top of your paper.
But there's no point value or monetary, no?
What did you do with the gold stars you got? Or did you not get
walk
it?
Around with it on your shirt?
Yeah, exactly.
Until it fall off?
Yeah.
I was just trying to see. I was trying to work for you, dear Texas, see if you could get something out of it. Nah, he just gave you a proverbial hypothetical gold star. Mm-hmm. What kind of star are you giving Reed Shepard, who is the first round pick for the Rockets this past year? And I think we can all reasonably say that, you know, the role that he ultimately had was significantly less than we had anticipated, right? Like there was people talking about him as being, you know, rookie of the year when he was the favorite, right? He was that favorite.
Yeah.
And of course, like it just kind of didn't work out like that for various reasons that some of them that we can kind of surmise and some of them that I think we probably still have a lever figuring out to do. But we were talking about it yesterday, Kelly Eco having his, you know, his dispatch about the Rockets in this offseason, you know, talking about what they're looking at or their preference to retain Steven Adams if they possibly can, their preference to retain Fred VanVleet as well. That was an interesting thing that we kind of knew about. You know, obviously that contract would be interesting to utilize to trade if they opt in, right? If they need that. However, they would prefer for him to stick here and he wants to stay here as well. Obviously, we talked about the Giannis, the KD, all of that, and also where he is with Devin Booker, where he stands on his reporting, Kelly Eco does, that the Rockets have cooled on the idea and the pursuit of Devin Booker. But one of the things he also talked about within this was Reed Shepard. Reed Sheppard, who, you know, obviously, as I mentioned, had not have a big role, but he's one of those guys that is a shooter inherently. That is his claim to being an NBA player. He has a significant shooting tendency and capability. And this is a team that needs shooting. And I will take you to a segment that I like to call reading, where Kelly Eco says, as the coaching staff ponders changes and improvements for the next season, the role of guard Reed Sheppard has come to the forefront. Last season's number three pick is slated for a vastly expanded role, team sources said, citing Reed Sheppard's floor spacing and IQ as much-needed qualities for a Rockets team that struggled in the half court. Close quote. What do you see the role for Reed Sheppard being on this team, especially as we're still trying to figure out like the big boulder portions of it? Are they going to add one of those major superstar type players? Are they going to stick with the guys that they have here and try and format what this team is around them? But Reed Sheppard having a large role is important, but I think there's also some questions to be asked as to what exactly that looks like.
I think it's important. I don't think it's a sure thing. You know, we go back to those comments about, you know, most talented offensive player on the squad and all of a sudden, which I can't argue with. I mean, you know, you just laid out, you know, all his offense and everything that he does. But Ime Udoka is not wired to put him out there just because. I mean, he wasn't this past year, and with another year experience, he might get more minutes. I'd love to see him get more minutes. They need the shooting. I don't think it's a predetermined thing that he is. You know, because there are still those shortcomings on the defensive side.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the question I have to some degree, because it felt like to me, and correct me if you think that I'm wrong in my assessment here, it felt like he did not get a lot of playing time because playing him alongside Fred VanVleet, Fred VanVleet needed to be the man who kind of operated the offense, because Reed was having a little bit of trouble early on, especially being the guy who orchestrated, but then also got his own shot. And so that meant you had to play him with another point guard. But playing with another point guard meant that you were giving up a lot of size, and you had multiple guys that maybe could be attacked, could be hunted defensively. And that's something that maybe some coaches in the NBA are able to suffice, but Ime Udoka ain't.
It isn't going to happen.
Like, he just ain't. No. So I think that one of the things that I'd be interested in is, what are the circumstances? And I know Kelly Eco, rather, talked about that a large chunk of the playing time for Sheppard would diminish Aaron Holiday's role. So maybe taking some of the role that he had, but he wasn't a given either. He felt like if you were talking about a consistent rotation of maybe like 8-9, he was on the borderline of that, where sometimes he was in that rotation as, hey, this is the next second, you know, ball handler. Or sometimes he was out of that rotation. He sometimes was in that stay ready squad at times. And so if those minutes are coming from that space, again, just kind of assuming that it's similar to what you have, I also don't know if that's like a vastly expanded role per se, even just like, hey, being the secondary point guard, which I'd be interested in seeing him do a little bit more. But even then, like, you want him to give you that shooting, and that shooting probably you want to see in one of those, like, some of the starting capacities or at least some of your major lineups. I'm going to be very intrigued to see what the appetite for defensive give up is for, or give up is not the right word, but like the appetite for
susceptibility,
defensive flex,
whatever,
right,
yeah.
That Ime is going to have, because I think that that's going to be very
compromise.
Interesting. Compromise, absolutely. That's it.
Thank you.
Because that is the identity of this team. But I think you looked at this season and it was good for them. They did some great things, but I think we know in order to grow, they're going to need to be better in the half and better offense.
When you talk about defensive compromise, I think it ties in if you get a player like Giannis. If you get a player like Giannis, I think Reed Sheppard's going to play more. Just absolutely.
Because can you walk me through your thought process?
Offensively,
there?
You've got the two guys in the middle. They're going to command presence and drop help and all this other stuff on double teams. Defensively, you can get away with a little less from him because you've got big dudes that block shots, especially Giannis. I think if you get Giannis, Reed Sheppard plays more.
Because I was thinking about, I was like, you're talking about a dude who's either like a wing or really like a big.
Yeah.
Like great help side defense, those types of things. But Reed Sheppard, his defensive problems are like perimeter defense.
He's okay off the ball. He can fill lanes and such. But on the ball defensively.
On the perimeter, right?
Yes. You know, on the ball defensively, if you have Giannis, I would play him more. In that rotation.
Well, yeah, I don't even think that they'd be necessarily a one. But I'm saying, like, if Giannis is on the floor.
You play Reed more with him.
Because at least now you can maybe have defensive principles where you don't have to stop that guy or corral him. funnel him to the right places, and we have your help in those places.
And I think he helps offensively as well. I mean, you got guys that, that can pass inside. They're both good passing the ball. They're going to command presence. There's going to be a lot of what I call drop help, which I call. People call it drop.
No, John Lopez. It's a John Lopez original. He actually coined this back in 1985. Nobody had thought about the drop until one John Lopez.
Were you from Indiana?
Have you ever thought about having the second defender in the pick and roll?
I caught myself as a
step back.
Lopez is really from Indiana.
And I got a great name for it. I've got a knack for naming things. We're going to call it the drop coverage. That's what we're going to call it. I remember it. I was there.
See, there you go. Mm-hmm. But what does that do? That opens up the kickback. I think he plays more if they get Giannis.
I think that would be very interesting. And yeah, I could see how that goes. But I think there's also 8-3-2 makes a great point here as well. Is like Reed being the best shooter, but also him being in a point guard role. It's going to be a lot on him to make the right decision consistently on, because I know that I had a level of frustration and it wasn't fair for him because I knew he was a rookie and he's figuring these things out with the league, with all the other things that normally rookies are figuring out. But how do I, one, set the table for other people, but then also know, actually, now's not the time to set the table for someone else. Now is the time for me to hunt my own shot and per time make that decision. That's really hard that, you know, guys, you know, on their second contract are still, hell, Anthony Edwards is one of those guys that I think is still working on figuring that out at the highest level as somebody who maybe isn't naturally just straight a point guard. So I think that that'll be super, super necessary for him to figure out in order for him to get those minutes. But I think that that's also super necessary for him to get those minutes because you need shooting so, so desperately.
Well, that's the thing. As much as I want to see him play more, he can't thrive if he's playing 8 minutes. You know, it's got to be a little more than that.
And, for sure.
And as much as I want to see him play more, and I want to see Giannis because I think it helps him, you also have to realize nothing's off the table. I mean, it's not like his offense has proved to be so good that he's going to be on this squad, he's going to participate, he's going to play more minutes by default. Now, I think if somebody wants him in a trade, trade him. I don't care if he's the number three pick. You know, he's not to that level yet.
All right, so Lopez, you're building the rotation, just, you know, kind of roughly building it. How many minutes are you trying to find for Reed Sheppard? And kind of maybe what are the groups that you're looking at pairing him with?
I would say 16 to 18.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. But maybe most of those with kind of your second unit.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. The NBA rumor that's out there that's happening, obviously the Knicks have fired Tom Thibodeau and they're looking for another coach. One would think that, all right, Michael Malone is out there. That's an interesting name. Taylor Jenkins out there. Interestingly enough, with rumors flying around on what they're doing, and of course the New York Knicks, so they're everywhere, all these conversations. Michael Malone apparently isn't someone that like is garnering a lot of attention. There are at least two names that I've seen that the Knicks are really interested in maybe possibly having a conversation to talk to with, rather. Jason Kidd, who is currently the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, and I look at the Dallas Mavericks and I go, do they feel comfortable, one, giving up their coach, but then two, having Nico Harrison make another big-time decision?
Yeah.
There's one. And the other one is Ime Udoka. What is the percent chance?
Zero.
Thank you. I was like, I don't even have to finish the... Yeah. I saw that and I was like, ain't no way in hell. Ime Udoka might... He actually probably is the most powerful person in that organization right now.
I had to think about it for a second, but yeah, I think he is.
Like, what would the Knicks have to propose in order for you to say, yes, I will give up Ime Udoka? They've built the whole identity of this thing around.
No, it's a 0% chance. And I think the Rockets or somebody reported, it might have been Eco.
Yeah, no, it was Kelly Eco earlier.
That it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. Yeah, I'm just like, I saw that and I was like, man, the Knicks are smoking off some good stuff in order to, Ime Udoka, word. Like, I guess, shoot for the stars or shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you land amongst the stars. But, buddy, that's a miss if I ever saw one. So, yes.
How about the Jeff Van Gundy rumor? Or report. It's not even a rumor.
Return of Jeff Van Gundy. You know, are they bringing back Patrick Ewing as well?
Well, I mean, at least he coached last year. He was with the Clippers.
Yeah.
No, he did. He was. Yeah. I find that to be incredible.
But I do find it to be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, email, huh?
Thibodeau was his assistant. Was Van Gundy's assistant.
Yeah.
That's
where the Knicks are, and that's always the danger of firing a dude who's done pretty good, looking for better.
It'd be great if they hired Van Gundy, and he made Thibodeau one of his assistants.
And we're back here. We're right back here in the same place. Somebody said Ime and Jason have the same agent. Maybe he's trying to make more money. Actually, got to go double check on who the agents are there. I'll get you that later. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. So D'Amico has constantly talked about like the importance of the OTAs and stacking days. It seems like they've really utilized this time to try and get better. much did the Texans receivers get out of the past week, considering that, you know, starting quarterback wasn't throwing and such? Let's talk about that next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.